This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I have the honor of hanging out here at the next, make sure I get your name right, the Next Generation Scientists, and I am with one of those scientists, Namrata Dangle. Namrata, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So you are with the University of Idaho. What year are you in school?
I'm a graduate student, and this is my second year. I'm doing MS in Biological and Agriculture Engineering.
Wow, I already feel stupid right now just when you're telling me what you're doing. So how did you get interested in this?
Because I've always been interested in biodiesel. I did my undergraduate research project in biogas. It's one of the form of renewable fuel. And when I looked into the courses for my master's degree, I found this wonderful course in University of Idaho, and I joined it.
Well, I bet they're happy you're there. So yesterday I did get some photos of you with your poster. Can you talk to us a little bit about the research you're working on right now?
The research I'm working on right now is called Life Cycle Analysis of Camelina Biodiesel. And in this research, what I did is I calculated all the energy input required in producing camelina biodiesel right from the agriculture stage, from the feedstock production stage to the biodiesel processing and its transportation and distribution, and looked at how much energy is expended to produce the biodiesel compared to the energy output from it. And I found that camelina biodiesel produces 4 times more energy than the energy expended in it. And it also reduces greenhouse gas emission by 74% compared to petroleum biodiesel. So camelina biodiesel is environmentally sustainable than petroleum. So it's a renewable diesel.
So Namrata, when you were doing your life cycle analysis, at what point were you starting in the process? And then at what point did you consider that process to be at the end? You know, there's always been confusion about where do you start measuring that life cycle analysis. So where did you start? At the field or harvest or what point?
Right from the sowing of seed.
Well, so you went back pretty far. So even when you went back that far, you still found that camelina is 74% lower in greenhouse gas emissions.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So were you surprised or did you sort of have an inkling that that would happen?
I kind of expected that number because the properties are quite similar to canola and soybean biodiesel, and they have similar kind of numbers. So I kind of expected it, and I found it quite interesting when I found the same result.
So what is your next step? I know you said you're in your second year, so you'll be getting your master's degree, correct? So you'll be doing a thesis. So what's your next step in this research, or are you going to move to a new project?
I'll be continuing this research, and the next phase will be what I did is, in my calculation, I mostly use the data from other models, and basically I collected secondary data, and what I'm trying to do right now is collect my first-hand data on doing my own lab experiments, and I'll also be doing life cycle analysis of camelina jet fuel, since jet fuel production is considered more energy intensive than biodiesel. I expect quite a few interesting results.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, and one last question for you. You're involved in this program, and for students who are coming up, whether they're undergraduate or just looking at a master's or PhD, what's your advice to them?
For the students?
For the students. Like, do you have any advice for them? You know, follow their dreams, or it's a great, are you having fun with what you're doing?
Yeah, of course. I'm having fun because this is an area where I was interested from the beginning, and I'm very lucky that I got to work with some of the renowned professionals of this field, like John Van Gerpen, Dave Schrester, and to all the students, what I like to say is, yeah, follow what you want to do in your life, and you'll enjoy the process, not feel bored of it.
Well, wonderful. Well, you know, keep in touch with us. I want to see how the research comes along, and I'm sure the industry does as well.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.